This morning's session clearly explained that our love for Jehovah should motivate us to show love to others. Now, we enjoy hearing from those in our own circuit whose love have moved them to expand their ministry. Let's listen as Brother Tim Bain conducts these interviews.
So we have some very encouraging experiences to relate from our circuit. To begin with, we'd like to talk to Brother and Sister Brian Simchich, Brian and Glenna Simchich, from the Wainwright congregation. They have been serving in Wainwright for 23 years. So being in Wainwright for 23 years, tell us, how did you end up in Wainwright?
We were married about 5 years when our circuit overseer encouraged us to move to a congregation where there was a need. About that time, I lost my job, so the opportunity presented itself to move to Wainwright.
So where did you move from? Where were you before?
We were in the Gilbert Plains, Manitoba congregation at that time.
Gilbert Plains, okay. So 23 years later, and you're still in Wainwright. That's amazing. Now, in moving to Wainwright, what type of adjustments did you have to make?
We do cleaning to support ourselves in the full-time ministry, and over the years, we've seen Jehovah help us to find enough work. At times, it always hasn't been easy. At times, we've lost contracts, but something always has turned up. So we're confident of the promise that Jehovah makes at Matthew 6 and verse 33, that as we put this kingdom interest first, Jehovah will always provide for us. So we try not to be anxious, but we know that Jehovah cares for the birds. He'll also help us, and this makes them more real to us.
Very nice. So how has your faith been strengthened by expanding your ministry?
Well, over the years, the Wainwright congregation has had the opportunity to encourage many to progress spiritually. One young brother who was pioneering later attended ministerial training school. He was assigned out east. Later, he got married. He and his wife special pioneered in Newfoundland for a while. They were invited to school for Christian evangelizers, and now they're in the circuit work in Manitoba, where we moved from.
Excellent. Glennis?
And we've been privileged to see some of our Bible studies progress, and they are now our brothers and sisters.
Very nice. So what type of blessings has Jehovah given the Wainwright congregation lately?
Well, at present, we have 30 publishers and 8 regular pioneers to cover our big territory. And the last circuit overseer visit, we had 4 new ministerial servants appointed in the congregation. So the congregation really appreciates the fine spirit that's being displayed and seeing brothers reach out to care for the congregation as well.
Very good. And Glennis, how do you feel about moving to Wainwright and now, like, the support in the ministry, for instance?
Well, recently we had 3 start regular pioneering, and a little while before that, a couple moved in and she was pioneering, so that made 4 more regular pioneers. So the support is what I think of. It's really, really great, really, really nice support right now.
Very nice. So how do you feel about future opportunities in sacred service?
So we know that time is fast running out in Satan's old world here. It's the work that Jehovah's assigned for us is urgent. And there are so many opportunities open in Jehovah's service that we can use, so we want to use our time wisely.
Very nice. And Glennis?
And I think about the scripture in Psalm 34 and 8, where it says to taste and see that Jehovah is good. We've experienced that for ourselves, and we want to help others do the same.
That's great. So continue success and Jehovah's blessing in Wainwright. So now we'd like to talk to Tanner Bain. He's been in the full-time ministry for 7 years. And Tanner, you've had the opportunity to go to the special campaign in Israel. So we want to know, what type of adjustments did you need to make in order to get to that goal of getting to Israel?
Well, I had to make a few adjustments. For one, I had to save up enough money to be able to go to Israel, because it's quite expensive. Also, I had to adjust my work schedule so that I could take a couple months off to be able to go to Israel. And I also had to get someone to take care of my service calls here in Edmonton.
Yeah, very nice. So How was your faith strengthened by going to Israel?
It was actually strengthened even before I got into Israel. So before I left for Israel, I prayed to Jehovah for the opportunity to be able to preach on the airplane, to give me the opportunity. And I brought along a Bible teach book in order to do that.
So what happened next? I know you had an experience from the flight from Toronto to Germany. How did that happen?
Now, on the flight from Toronto to Germany, the entire plane was full. All the seats were taken, except for the seat right next to me. So I thought, well, this is going to make it hard to preach if there's no one next to me. But the lady sitting right directly in front of me, she started talking to me. And so she was also going to Israel. So I kind of asked her, you know, well, why are you going to Israel? And these were her words. She said, she's been searching a lot of different religions, and she's been searching for the truth, and she says, I figure the best place to find the truth is in Israel, where it all began.
Wow, so Jehovah was actually answering your prayer. So what did you do next?
Well, at that point, I said another prayer to Jehovah, asking for the courage to be able to talk to her. And so I grabbed the Bible teach book from my bag, and I tapped her on the shoulder and gave it to her, and said, I hope this will help you with your search for the truth.
So did she read it on the plane? I think the flight would have been quite long. Was she able to read it?
Yeah, she read it for about 20 or 30 minutes, and then she turned around to me, and she said she had some questions about what she was reading.
Wow. Well, you had that seat beside you, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what did you do next?
So I said, well, yeah, I have the seat right next to me. Why don't you come back and you can sit beside me and we can talk about the questions you have. And so she had her own Bible with her. She brought that with her. And we talked about why does God allow suffering? What's the condition of the dead? And we had a nice discussion for about 2 hours.
Oh, that's great. So Jehovah answered your prayer and really kick-started your campaign to Israel. And he also gave that lady a chance to find the truth. Very nice. So you hadn't even landed yet, and you were already having experiences. So how do you feel about future campaigns in Jehovah's service?
Well, I definitely would go on another campaign, definitely for sure. And I recommend it to anyone who wants to go because, well, like you said, there were so many experiences I even had in Israel. I hadn't even gotten there yet, and yet there were so many experiences there. Also, you know, it really built my relationship with Jehovah. I was able to see Jehovah's hand in ways I would have never seen if I didn't go. And the brotherhood. I was able to see the love in the brotherhood and what our brothers and sisters have to deal with really built my faith, seeing them endure.
Very good. Thank you so much, Tanner, for that experience.
Thank you, Brother Bain, and your participants.